Governor Miller, Alaska now has about 300,000 residents, but statistics show that only 310 families earn the bulk of their living by farming. Other subarctic regions have done better. University of Alaska experts say this state has enough good land to support 1,000 times as many farmers, with net incomes higher than the present average gross of $16,000 a year. Alaskans vote on November 3rd on a $29.7 million bond package for construction work in the University of Alaska's statewide higher educational system. Of this, $2.3 million would be devoted to replacing obsolete buildings with modern research dairies, beef centers, laboratories, and workrooms. Do you, Governor, believe Alaska has a future in agriculture? Would you like to see it become reasonably self-supporting in producing meats, vegetables, and dairy products?
Very much so, Larry. I think Alaska does have a much greater potential in the field of agriculture than has been developed up to this point. We are, of course, as concerned about the present 310 families that do derive the bulk of their income from agriculture as we are any other segment of our population. However, there's no question but what the red meat industry in particular on Kodiak Island and on the Kenai Peninsula, and of course the reindeer project not only on Nunavak Island but on the Seward Peninsula, have a much greater potential than has been developed at this point in time. I feel that whether Alaska could support 1,000 times as many people in agriculture as we have now may be problematical, but even if we could triple it or quadruple the number of people who are actively engaged in farming, there's no question but what not only the land could support this activity, but also the markets could be developed for their products.
Well, Governor, how do you look upon the bond proposal, not only from agriculture's viewpoint, but as a whole package?
Well, of course, this nearly $30 million bond issue that will be on the ballot on November 3rd is a good example of our concern for higher education in its many forms and many aspects. It includes a greatly expanded community college program, a greatly expanded housing program here on the campus at the university, and agricultural and other related activities. I feel that this is a very critical bond issue to the people of Alaska because, after all, education, and particularly higher education, is certainly one of the primary functions of state government.
Are property owners going to object to this?
Well, of course, these are general obligation bonds which do not affect in any way the property taxes of local government units. So this is strictly a general obligation of all of the people of Alaska and in no way affects property taxes.
Well, Governor, as you know, the University of Alaska's higher educational system now includes 7 community colleges, with others in the planning stage. Only 3 so far have even their first college buildings, so that a majority of the existing colleges depend on facilities of cooperating local school districts and are unable to offer either academic or vocational technical courses in the daytime. In every locality, enrollment is up this fall. The bond issue proposal includes $8.75 million for construction of additional buildings. What do you think of the statewide goal, as expressed by President Wood of the university, to give every Alaskan an opportunity to commute to a community college, where he would either have 2 post-high school years of academic training before going on to a 4-year college, or become proficient in a specific occupation leading to his employment in his own community?
Well, of course, Larry, I think that the community college program is vital to Alaska's future and to the development of our greatest resource, and that is our human resource. The expansion into new communities such as Kodiak and the Matanuska, Susitna Borough, and other areas of this magnitude is vital to the continuing expansion of our higher educational program. This bond issue is going to be very critical in this regard, and certainly I would urge everyone to support this bond issue to the fullest.
You've partly answered another question I had in mind. Perhaps you'd like to expand on it. Why should Alaska bother to develop a long-range plan for higher education of any kind, whether for technical vocational training in community colleges or academic training in 2- and 4-year institutions?
Well, of course, Larry, the only way that any program can avoid a haphazard development or a half-hearted development is through planning. And this certainly very definitely applies to the higher educational programs of the state of Alaska. I mentioned earlier that our most important resource, and we have many, many important resources, but the most important resource is our human resource, and education, most particularly of our youth, is probably the most single important aspect of the development of our human resource. Just this year, the legislature approved the lowering of the voting age in Alaska to 18. I think this is a great step forward in the development and involvement of our youth and our younger human resource. I feel that all of these things are going to help get them involved in our communities and in our state, and these are our future leaders of tomorrow.
And are you saying, in effect, Governor, that supporting a bond issue of this kind means keeping Alaska's youth in Alaska? That too many of these young people go outside, fail to come back, and thus leave their talents to be developed and appreciated by the other 49 states?
This is certainly, Larry, one of the critical things that have to be taken care of here in Alaska. Too many of our young people do go outside to school, and a great percentage of them do not come back to Alaska. We lose a very vital segment of our population in this manner. If we can expand our educational programs and get into other fields, even such as medicine and law, I think that this is going to help keep our young people here in Alaska to develop this great, great country that has such a tremendous potential.
Well, thank you very much, Governor.
Thank you, Larry.